again, Medical Education Podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, your faithful editor-in-chief from the journal, speaking with you today with a local colleague, actually, someone who I've just discovered to be here in Vancouver with me, suffering through the gloom of March 12th, Ryan McNeil, who is a PhD candidate working within the Interdisciplinary Studies program that we have here at UBC. And I've only recently discovered him and his interests by virtue of a paper that will be published in the May issue of Medical Education entitled Learning to Account for the Social Determinants of Health Affecting Homeless Persons. Ryan, thanks first and foremost for making the time to chat with me today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to do this. And I'd like to extend that thanks both on behalf of myself, but also the co-authors of the paper, Manal Gerges-Younger, Laura Dilley, Stephen Wong, and Jeff Turnbull.
Great. Yeah, the team you've put together for this project is one that's certainly well-renowned within Canada, and I'm sure even further afield, as having done some very informative and innovative and really important work in supporting the homeless population. Your work, I understand, is currently housed out of the Center for Excellence in HIV/AIDS here in British Columbia, and you have a broad interest in drug-related harm and ethnographic research, as I know. So maybe we could start by you just telling our listeners a bit more about what your broader background is and how you came to this project in particular.
Yeah, so I had primarily fallen into this prior to arriving at UBC across 3 years, and then continuing into my doctoral studies. I coordinated a national study that really was looking at healthcare services delivery to people who are homeless across a handful of cities in Canada. And this led me to working with a really wonderful group of researchers based primarily out of Ottawa, Ontario, the co-authors that I mentioned, as well as a couple of broader members of our project team, Tim Obrey, Francis Legault, and Vivian Runnels. And as that project was coming to its close, and extended certainly into my doctoral work, I came to UBC really for the purposes of Vancouver having one of the largest homeless and street-involved populations in Canada, if not North America, really made it a wonderful place to land to both advance my training and research into the social structural production of health harms. And I have been here doing that primarily through the BC Center for Excellence in HIV/AIDS since landing here. And this particular project, the article that'll be coming out in May, really kind of flowed out of the larger national study on homelessness that I was involved with, where as we were setting out to plan that study, one of the key points that we asked ourselves was, our clinicians, so nurses, physicians, and so forth, do they feel that they're prepared to provide care to people who are homeless, and specifically to provide care that really recognizes that the healthcare needs of this population are shaped by much larger forces like homelessness, like food insecurity, like broader income insecurity, and so forth? And we really asked ourselves first, are people prepared to provide care to this population that really responds to those broader social determinants of health? And then second, if they aren't, how are they actually adapting their practice to provide meaningful care to this population? And what are the learning processes that get them from point A to point B?
Yeah. And it's actually that latter half that I'd like to spend a bit more time on this afternoon, if you'll allow me, because I think with just about any topic that we raise within medical context, people express some misgivings about how prepared they are, and there's always more to know. It's difficult sometimes to know exactly what to make out of those statements, but I was particularly intrigued by your paper because it did seem to push beyond that quite interestingly to the point of trying to determine just what are clinicians doing when they identify those shortcomings and how are they making sense of that feeling of preparedness within this particular context. I'd love to have you speak more about what the guiding factors were, but realize as I'm talking that before we do that, maybe I need to get you to tell our listeners a little bit more about how you went out and got some data that would help inform you about those issues.
Yeah, well, and thanks for that question, because I do think that's a very important issue to push into. So as we had embarked on this larger national study, it was a qualitative study through which we were interviewing primarily health and social care professionals across Canada. And within this larger study, we nested this smaller study that was looking specifically at learning needs and learning processes and how these translate into people adapting their practice to provide care to homeless populations that was situated within an understanding of the social determinants of health. So we effectively interviewed nurses and physicians, 24 individuals in total, across a handful of Canadian cities with homeless populations of varying sizes. So Halifax, Ottawa, Toronto, Thunder Bay, Ontario, Winnipeg, and Hamilton. And as we sat down and got our data back, we really asked ourselves those original questions and kind of sorted through our data to get a better understanding of what's actually going on here. How are people adapting to provide care to this population? So within that, one of the kind of more exciting things that emerged out of this work is effectively an experiential learning framework that described and captured how our study participants first recognized that providing care to this population was different than providing care to individuals in hospital or other community settings. And then second, really unpacking those processes through which they made adjustments.
And sorry, just to clarify, was that experiential component that you're describing, were the things, experiences that people were deliberately pursuing, or were they reflecting on experiences that they had serendipitously, or at least through exposure, led them to feeling better prepared in this domain?
Yeah, so they were primarily experiences that people were having just as part of their natural engagement with this population in homeless healthcare settings. Mm-hmm. As opposed to most of our participants actually actively seeking out these opportunities, you know, outside of their conventional practice, these were experiences that were happening just as part of their day-to-day work and engagement with people who are homeless across a range of healthcare settings, but primarily those within the community.
Right. Okay. Sort of interrupted. I'll let you return now to describing what the experiential learning looked like in this domain. And I presume you can tell us a bit more about what seemed particularly valuable to your participants.
Yeah. So really, our participants really identified this as a three-stage process that was continuous. And it was really the centrality of this process in their accounts that really struck us as being significant. Time and again, we would interview participants and they would work through these three basic things. Of first, the centrality of acquiring experiential knowledge by being present. Second, reflecting on their experience through continued engagement in homeless healthcare settings and with people who are homeless kind of within their natural context. And then third, adjusting their clinical strategies to account for social and structural factors that they had recognized as impacting care and treatment. So on the first point, in regards to acquiring experiential knowledge, participants again and again articulated how they gained this knowledge by being present. So what we meant by being present was participants would deeply engage with this population in a variety of settings so as to gain some understanding of how healthcare needs and treatment were shaped by much broader social and structural forces, such as housing instability and homelessness, food insecurity, etc. So this, in regards to our participants' experiences, really solidified the extent to which providing care to this population is certainly different than providing care in a hospital setting. And then second, that really probing, recognizing, and acknowledging how it's different was really central to thinking about developing different strategies that really responded to, or at the very least accounted for, the much broader social determinants of health that were shaping the experiences of their homeless patients. So our participants really reported how they would, as part of everyday healthcare practice, engage with people who are homeless in emergency shelters, in street-based settings and alleyways, in drop-in centers, et cetera, and that this was really critical to them in that it helped them really identify what were significant factors that they needed to account for when developing treatment strategies.
Right. Again, there's obviously a lot more information in the paper than we could possibly do justice to in a short time period, but I'm wondering what you would hope a reader would take away as the core message from your paper, thinking about the general implications for the medical educator who's trying to determine how best to support their trainees at whatever level seems appropriate to you to move forward and really develop some skill in this domain.
Yeah, so certainly our findings really suggest that engaging with this population in homeless healthcare settings is first critical to acquiring that experiential knowledge. It's also critical to learning how to adapt practice to provide care to this population within its natural context. Accordingly, in recognizing that this is a really critical experiential learning process, providing opportunity within broader medical education for this to happen is really critical. And one of the things that we really argue for within our paper is there's a need to really broaden service learning opportunities with homeless and street-involved populations so as to provide trainees with that basic exposure so that they can start to understand the importance of social and structural factors in shaping health. Along with that, situating those service learning opportunities within a broader context or understanding of the social determinants of health could really be significant in really informing and improving those service learning opportunities, and then in turn, hopefully, care for people who are homeless.
Great. That sounds like a perfect spot for us to end on. I think it's nice concrete advice, and this is sincerely important work that you're doing, not just for the academic exercise of trying to help move the field forward and better understand workplace-based learning and generally as well as the specifics in this context, but it is such a crucial social issue, and I would want to congratulate you for taking it on.
Oh, and I'd again like to thank you for giving us an opportunity to speak further about it.
And my pleasure. I'll look forward to seeing how it evolves. And before we sign off, we'll just remind our listeners that I've been speaking with Ryan McNeil, who's coming near his completion of his PhD. So I should also say good luck with the end of that. And we've been discussing his paper entitled Learning to Account for the Social Determinants of Health Affecting Homeless Persons that will be released in the May 2013 issue of Medical Education. Thanks for listening, and as always, write us at mededuc.com if you have any queries or comments or feedback as to how we can make these resources more valuable to you, and we look forward to hearing from you.